Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about your crochet business name. How do you decide what to call yourself? How do you know there's not another business out there with the same name? Your business name is the first thing that gets people's notice. It's all over your branding. It's your social media tag. It's your Etsy shop name. It's everywhere. So it's the first thing that's going to get seen. And it's the first impression people will have of you, besides your logo or any pictures they see. And a name can have a powerful effect. It can make you sound very professional. It can make you sound kind of fun, funky. It can also make you sound very cheesy. My business has had several names over the years, and my first one was the worst choice possible. Now, I am terrible at coming up with names. Now, one might randomly come to me at a random time, but when I actually need to sit down and decide one, I can never think of something. And when I first started my crochet business, back when I didn't have a clue about a thing, I called my business Kel's Crafts. Crafts with a K. It was a terrible choice because spelling crafts with a K is kind of cheesy. It's not the most professional looking. And it had, backroom mom trying to make a bit of extra cash written all over it. It wasn't the best at all. And as I began to learn more about, the world of business and how it works, I realised how terrible it was. My next business name was far better. And that was Cotton and Aloe. I had a thing for aloe at the time, and my favourite fibre, and still is my favourite fibre, was cotton. So Cotton and Aloe came about. Now that has no connection with crochet really at all. But I was selling what I made. And so that's fine. Now, you don't need the word crochet in your business name if you are selling what you make. If you are just selling patterns or courses, or you have a blog, then having crochet in the name is more of a thing. But if you're just selling what you make, you don't need it in there. And so Cotton and Aloe, it sounds quite modern and fresh. And professional, it was far better. But you certainly couldn't find me if you're specifically looking for crochet. The name didn't give it away. But I had no issues with that. And because I was only selling what I made, it wasn't an issue at all. When I switched to writing crochet patterns, instead of reusing Cotton and Aloe, which when it came to patterns, it didn't fit, my original name was The Cool Crochet Society. The idea was that I was creating a community. It was all crochet patterns, so having crochet in the title was more important. And it was supposed to be modern designs. Now, I let somebody else choose that name for me, and I regressed it for a long time. I felt quite embarrassed by that name after a while. I didn't like using it. And so when it was time for a rebrand, I wanted something that was more me. Something that was a bit fun, a bit quirky, and, just more me. And eventually, I came up with Froggity Frog. Now, a play on a crochet joke that you always have to frog, and frog a lot I did, still do. And that became my new name, and I love it. It's more me, it's fun, it's quirky. which is me. And I have every intention of sticking them with that name until forevermore, because I finally feel that I have a name that fits me. It fits my business, it fits what I want to do in the future, and it's just far more appropriate. But I've gone through all those iterations of my business to get here, to get to a point where I feel the name that I have fits my business and my goals. And that's the thing with a name. You have to carry it for potentially years. You know, rebranding a crochet business is no small feat. I mean, I changed to Frogty Frog, oh gosh, must be 9-10 months ago now. And I still haven't completely finished the rebrand because there's so many bits and pieces that I've got to go and sort out. Now, I've done my YouTube channel. I've done my website. I've done most of my patterns. I haven't finished them all yet. I still have Core Crochet Society branded patterns because it takes quite a bit of time to change some of this stuff, especially when it comes to logos and watermarks on your photos. Because you've got to go and change and edit all those photos to put into the patterns. And so there's still a couple of patterns outstanding that still need switching over. You know, it doesn't take 5 minutes to do a rebrand. Especially once you've been going for a while, it can take a long time to sort it out. So switching names is not something that you should do lightly. It's far better to get a name that you love to begin with and stick with it. So when you're choosing your crochet business name, sit on it for a while. Now think of a name that you like, that sounds good to you, and then sit on it for a while. Keep it going through your head. Say it aloud. Find a friend who you can sit down with and say it to them and ask them what they think of it, what their impressions of that name. But just keep running it round in your head to decide, does it fit you? Does it fit your crochet business ideas? Does it fit your niche? Does it feel yours? Because if it feels a bit off, it's going to feel more off later. I would get used to this name and run it around your head a few times. Say it to other people, say it out loud and see how you feel about it. Because you've got to live with it. It's going to be there for a long time. And if it doesn't feel quite right to begin with, it's going to start feeling even worse later. Sometimes you hit on the idea for a name and it just feels perfect. That's the feeling you need to go for. It just is right. You know, Frogty Frog felt right for me from the beginning. And I wish I'd come up with it years ago. But it suits. It suits me. It suits my business. It's just the right name. Don't be afraid to run things over in your head. Have a little rummage around the internet and see what other crochet businesses are calling themselves. Because there's so many different ways that you can go when deciding a name. You can have your own name in it. You could take your favourite animal and include that in the name. No, there are so many varieties and different ways of naming things. There's no convention here. It's whatever you want it to be. You don't have to have crochet in the title. I mean, the full name for my business is Frogty Frog Crochet. I don't use that unless I specifically want to be found for crochet. So you'll find it on my YouTube videos in the title. But when I'm just saying my business name, I stick to Frogty Frog. Mostly because I'm already talking to the audience who know what I do. I don't need to add the crochet on the end. So it's up to you whether you add crochet in the name or not. You can have something fun. You can have something more, you know, serious and professional. You can have something quirky. You can just use your own name. There is no convention to naming a crochet business. It's whatever you want to call it. Which gives you the problem of, once you have the name that you want, how do you know there's no one else with that name? Well, you start searching. The first thing I would do is go to a domain name provider. So a domain name is a website address. So the domain name for my businesses, I've got frogsyfrogs.com. That's the domain name. And I've got crochetbusinessschool.com. That's the domain name. Go to a domain name provider like GoDaddy. Well, there's so many out there. A quick Google search will come up with them. And you can go into them and ask it if that name is available. So you click buy a domain name and it will ask you to search for one that's available. Type in the name. Make sure you search for the .com. That one's important. And see if your name is available. If it comes up as available, great. You're free and clear. If it's not available, it means somebody's already got it. Why are we using the domain names? Because, well, two reasons. One, in the future, you may want a website. But secondly, in the short term, you should be building a newsletter list. And recently, there's been new laws passed, anti-spam laws, which means that anyone who sends out newsletters now needs to have a proper domain name. You have to use that for your newsletters. So you need this. So basically, if the website name hasn't been taken already, you're free and clear to take it. You may find others on social media with that name, but that's okay because they clearly don't have the website for it and they clearly don't have the domain name for their newsletter, which means they're only selling sort of locally. So they don't really own it. They just own a social media page. And that does not give them the right to the name. If you're going to be selling on Etsy or Ravelry, then you might want to check them out. You don't need a domain name to sell on them, but you do for the newsletter list. But if you do want that exact same name on Etsy or Ravelry, then go and search. Go search their sites to see if a shop with that name pops up. I mean, there are ways around that. You could put your country name on the end, you know, US, UK, or whatever you want. But you might want to rethink it. I would say the domain name is the more important thing to begin with because you want that name for your newsletter. So you want to reserve it, you want to buy it. And it's not expensive. You can buy one for £15 a year, and that's... it's around about $22, and that's the entire year. You don't have to have a website if you have the domain name. You can just use it for your newsletter list, or you can just reserve it for the future. But I wouldn't worry about any business with the same name with just a social media profile, because it's the domain name that matters. So if you can have that domain name and it's available and you want the .com, okay, you can always get .co.uk, get .co and all these other endings, but .com is seen as the more authentic, more professional domain ending. So that's the one you want. And once you've got that, you're free to go. That's your business name. So then you can go ahead and set up your social media, set up your newsletter list. You can set up your Etsy shop, your Ravelry shop. You can set up a website if you want. Once you have your name and you know the domain name is there available for you, all's well and good. But make sure you think about that domain name. Make sure you think about your business name before you go ahead and do all this. It's a name you have to live with for a long time. It's a name you have to be comfortable with. It's a name that you need to make sure that fits. Because the wrong name can give the wrong impression. The wrong name can make you feel a bit icky about your business. It certainly did mine when I had the wrong one. And you'll find it far easier to go ahead and market your crochet that you mean it if you're comfortable with the name that you're using. So just run it around your head for a little while. Make sure you're comfortable with it. And then once you're sure that's the right one for you, go ahead and do those searches for the domain name, the Etsy stores, the Ravelry stores, to make sure it's still available for you. And then you're good. But make sure you buy that domain name, because that's the only way you can reserve it for yourself for the future and any webs.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Site and newsletter list that you build.